This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
For the first time since the early 90s, the Buffalo Bills have won three straight here in Foxborough.
Last in this division, looking up at their other three guys, I don't know if they have enough to be able to will this team to the playoffs this season.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
Hilly. We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
Listen, defense has been really, really good. They got their one stinker out of the way, if you want to call it that, last week.
Allen fires, end zone, left corner, caught, touchdown, Stephon Diggs.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jealous of us.
Wiggy.
Why don't we have such tall black men in our country?
Every accent that Wiggy does has a twinge of Jamaican in it.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
I mean, Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
I'm going to go 10-7, Pats.
What?
Wow. Yeah. What?
And accompanied by.
Hi.
Two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
I am more convinced than I have ever been in my life on the Patriots winning outright tonight.
Mm. Wow.
I love it.
And Shime.
If he wins tonight, the season's over. Both.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes.
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Yeah. Greg Hill.
Go. Yeah.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Sum up the way I'm feeling this morning in this manner right here, Shime. This is pretty much about how I feel. That is about it. Where do we begin? Winky, good morning.
Good morning.
Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
Curtis, good morning. Shime, good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody expects I'm going to come in here. I'm reading the text line. I'm looking at Twitch. I'm going to come in here and defend Mac Jones and blame it on everything else.
Go ahead. That's what you're going to do.
No, he's been good this morning, you guys, so far.
Courtney and I talked. We debated this back and forth this morning.
All right.
The offensive line stinks.
Oh, we knew that
the
was
the play
coming.
Calling stinks.
The quarterback's great.
Yeah. But.
No.
But.
And Mac Jones is not the guy for the future.
There you go.
So
holy cow.
Yeah, yep. I'm on board with that.
Yes.
But those other two, unfortunately, I've yet to have the opportunity to get to see him work because he can't get more than 3 seconds under center to do something with the football.
Mm. You know whose offensive line stinks too?
Matt Patricia's or your Buffalo Bills?
The Buffalo Bills.
You know which team was on their third left tackle as well?
Yeah, who was tripping over the grass. Yeah.
Right, who fell on his own face without being touched on the first drive of the game.
And I think that was the craziest part, was just the jarring difference between Josh Allen and Mac Jones. And nobody on this show has ever said, Mac Jones reminds me of Josh Allen. Right. But to see them on the same field, Josh Allen, and that wasn't a great game for them, he's good.
And he didn't even run like
that. No.
He didn't even run like that, but there were you could just see the difference in when you have a quarterback that has a skill set that you can say, all right, when maybe things break down, he can make a few plays, or he just has the ability to take the shots downfield. I mean, I don't know if it almost like feels like Mac has been neutered. He doesn't take any shots. It's third and 17 or third and 14 or third and 15. It's check down. Now, give Ramondre Stevenson a ton of credit. The guy seems like he breaks every tackle.
Yeah, he got tackle lucky, possible. Though, earlier in the game. When he fumbled that ball, very lucky.
But think about how many third downs he's able to convert on check downs because he's making two and three guys, you know, he's breaking tackles.
Wiggy, I didn't play in the NFL. I was close, Rivers, but Is the quarterback supposed to throw the ball beyond the marker of the first down line or short of it?
I mean, you'd like to throw it beyond, but sometimes if you have a good player like Stevenson and if you give it to him.
No, I'm talking about the two. One was to Hunter Henry. One was, I think, to Kendrick Bourne on the left sideline on 3rd and 7 and 3rd and 9. Each throw was either 8 or 6 yards.
Yeah.
It's like the entire thing is everything we thought. The only thing that I was dead wrong about was believing that Bill was better than he is. Because you know what they should have next to those 6 Super Bowl championship banners they show all the time? Under new management. There's a new chef in town. The guy that cooked up all those things is no longer here. That's what this is. Last night was the Waterloo. I got texts from people that are die-hard fans that just put their hands up. They've been fighting me for a while and said, this is disgusting. And it's what we all thought would happen when they hired these two guys on the offense.
Yeah, no, listen, you and others were spot on when it came to Matt Patricia. That experiment is over. Mm. It was fun while it lasted. It's not working. And I'm not going to make – I may make an excuse or two this morning for Mac.
You got to
throw on the check down when nobody can get themselves open, and that you could see that from time to time last night, Wiggy. But did they not want him throwing the ball down the field? Is he not comfortable throwing the ball?
I don't think he's very good at it. So the two times he escapes pressure, right, and he's running around and he's looking downfield, both times were almost intercepted. One was on the sideline, should have been intercepted, but didn't survive the ground. And then the other one, he threw to a receiver that was 3 yards out of bounds in the end zone, and all that was there was a Buffalo Bills defender. And so, like, I just don't think he sees the field very well.
But he wants to do it because we all saw him screaming on the sideline, and I'm pretty sure we all know what he said.
Yeah. But there was a play that they highlighted from way up top, like on the broadcast, Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, which them two don't go together.
No, they don't.
There was a play that they highlighted from up top. And there was a deep in route on the right-hand side that comes open. But I think he just doesn't have the confidence to throw the ball downfield. Because even when he does throw, like, the go routes, he's just getting it out. And a lot of times you see him overthrowing receivers. The thing that I look at, if I would have told you this, you know, if you woke up this morning and I'd say, hey, the Patriots defense held the Bills offense to 24 points, you'd go, okay, pretty good.
Yes, you would. You would.
You know, and granted, the defense wasn't great, but you go, oh, they held him to 24 points. Josh Allen didn't have a ridiculous game throwing the football. There wasn't a receiver that stood out with a ton of yards. You'd go, okay.
Another game with weird penalties, though. Like, this is just, to me, in that game in particular, an undisciplined team. And Wiggy, you've said all week that it's on the players. It's not on the coaches when it comes to those types of mistakes. But
And the other thing that you look at is if it wasn't for Marcus Jones being an excellent, like, return man, because he creates that play on his own, first touchdown.
He's fast.
It's just
they have had 2 offensive touchdowns in their last 2 home games. Oof. I'm sorry. 1 offensive touchdown in their last 2 home games.
Yeah, I think they were
both
like,
by the same guy.
Right. Yeah. And whenever their offense scores, even dating back to Josh and Cam and last year, Doesn't it always feel like, with the exception of playing the 32nd ranked pass defense, they have to scheme it up to the point where it's this trick play that nobody's seen before? When they actually run their offense, they don't do anything. When they do what Patricia and Judge have designed, nothing happens. But they bring in their best playmaker on the side, they throw a quick screen to him, and they get a touchdown.
It's a disaster. And the kid is standing there, you know, 1 foot in the end zone, trying to ground it and grounding it 2 yards away.
I know everyone wants to blame the offensive line for that one. That's Mac. Because if you notice, both tackles are cut blocking,
so
which means three-step drop ball needs to be out. Ball is not out. Throw it away.
Yeah, I know.
Throw it away.
I know.
Because you wonder why. There's a couple times you're like, why is Trent Brown always cutting and missing guys?
Yeah.
And then if you start to look at the whole play and start to see that if there's multiple linemen doing that, then that means the ball's got to come out quick. But you could start to see, for people who remember Bledsoe late, is when he started to see the rush.
Happy feet.
Happy feet. Because, and it's one thing to have happy feet, because like Peyton Manning had the, you know, like the herky jerky, you know. But when you start to have happy feet and you start to look at the rush and you see Mac like, a, you know, like quivering a lot of the times, I think that is starting to get into his head.
I had happy pants at Courtney's wedding.
I have an unhappy stomach right now.
All right. Well, it's a Friday. And when it comes to this season, it was fun while it lasted. We got lots to get to this morning, including today's leads in just about 15 minutes at 6:25. And then I think I have a couple hot mic moments from yesterday that I will share. Maybe at 6:45 this morning. Curtis, if you want.
I love a good hot mic, especially on a day when we're all down in the dumps.
Yeah, a little Wiggy Courtney hot mic for you at some point on this morning show. They Said It coming up at 7:20. The News with Courtney coming up at 7:30. And finally, the United Nations does something meaningful. What they did yesterday at the UN to pay respect to the sandwich. We will get to that coming up at 7:30 during the news on this show. Talk food. Talk sports, Curtis. Talk food and sports.
I'm very proud of you, Greg.
Yes.
You were able to use new information to recalibrate your opinion on something.
Yeah.
You're right on Mac. Didn't it look like last night Mac won a contest and didn't think he'd actually play? Like, he's in there and he's like, oh my, what the hell? How did I get here?
At least
he was running with his back to the field half the time.
At least Jay-Z was there. We thought it was going to be the prince.
I know.
The prince and the princess.
No show.
Ends up being Jay-Z in the box, huh?
Yeah.
It's our real prince and princess.
Yeah, that's it.
Jay
and Beyonce.
Yep.
Are you surprised that the are you surprised that the prince and the princess were told how long it takes to get to Foxborough and how long it takes to get back and they didn't want to go? I guarantee you that was the situation. It's not like, do you think the offer was made and declined by the royals, or do you think they were not invited at all?
I bet the offer was made. 100%, yes. For the Patriots, for their social media team, for the marketing, PR, all of that.
Oh, yeah,
to have them
just
there.
To get a picture with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and then quick reminder, 12 days of Twitchmas underway, and we will give you the chance to win my gift for you at 8:45 on this morning show. So go to Twitch. Go to Twitch now and watch this show. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI, or go to Twitch at 8:45 and watch this show. And you can see Courtney unbox today's gift at 8:45 this morning. Right now, though, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending this morning.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mago.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Wilmington Builders Supply and the Matthews Bros. 24-10, bad guys, your final from Gillette Stadium last night. Hey, I got the Patriots score correct.
Yeah,
you did.
10-7.
Yeah.
I just screwed up a little bit when it came to the Bills.
Yeah, you got
that. And I think they were listening because they gave you that 3 points at the end.
Yes.
I was shocked Bill kicked the field goal button.
I was like, let's go.
No go on the over last night, Chime Time.
Nope.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be fair, I thought the Patriots offense would be way better than it was. And the Bills were able to just take their time, drive down the field, score some points, and they were not threatened at all.
And we shouldn't allow the defense off the hook because 24 really could have been 40.
Yeah.
The defense sucked.
Yeah, they weren't great, but You know,
Josh Allen had a C game. That was by far and away nowhere near the Bills' best performance.
Right, but there's part of that C game because, you know, in light
they don't have their left tackle. Josh Allen's still not 100%.
Right, but I think they did a good job as far as creating pressure and bottling him up. Like, one of the things in my top five yesterday was keeping Josh Allen in the pocket, and even Devin talked about it. They kept him in the pocket. They didn't allow him to make, you know, a ton of plays with his legs, and he wasn't, like, lights out throwing the football. So you did a good – now, they did control you in the running game. That's where they kind of were able to bleed clock.
He can make plays happen, though. That throw that he made on the sideline across his body was, I mean, unbelievable. He in my mind –
that's called improv.
Yes, if you are a Bills fan, you are thrilled. Because if that's his C performance, great. I'll take it every day of the week.
There was also a major issue with the defense, which I will get to in my lead today.
Oh. Good tease.
Oh, Shime. That's a tease, if I've ever heard one.
I learned from the best, Marconi winning, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Shime.
Oh, I forgot to say congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, Curtis. Actually, the Marconi belongs to you, Shime.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah. That means the world
to
me.
You said it belonged to me, a-hole.
Well, but it belongs to you and to Shime.
I think we just give it to Patricia. He's having a tough day.
It's like Shime, the Stanley Cup.
It's like the cup. Shime missed the day, though, that he got to take it to his hometown because he was flex timing that day.
And to be honest, I probably would prefer macaroni. Curtis can have the Marconi.
I hope you found a good place in the new apartment for the Marconi Award.
I haven't moved that over yet.
Oh.
I'll be moving that over today. Is moving the most annoying thing in the history of things?
Yes.
Yes.
There is not a close second.
No. It's awful.
Honestly, I like the physical activity. You know me. I'm trying to get my steps in, but what a royal pain in the ass.
I feel like there's companies now that will come in and do everything.
Yeah.
Box up your clothes, everything.
Yeah, I'm frugal. I don't know if you know that or not.
You could strike a deal.
I like to do those kind of things myself. Like my old man taught me, if you can do it yourself, don't pay somebody to do it.
Or if you could do a read for it, why do it at all?
Right.
If you could do some kind of an endorsement, that's a good time for me to thank Charles River Movers, who will be moving my big stuff on Monday. Thanks to the whole team over there. I really love them, Curtis.
I love their river.
Yes. Mm. All right,
back to sports. The Bills held Mac Jones and the offense to just one third down conversion on their first eight attempts. So that forced us to punt on six of our first eight possessions, with three of those possessions being three and outs. David Andrews discussed what the Bills' defense did that made it so hard for the Pats' offense to stay on the field.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're a really good team, really good defense, obviously. You know, Coach McDermott, Coach Frazier, really good coaches. And, a lot of it we didn't execute. You know, hats off to them. Like I said, a lot of really good players. At the end of the day, you know, we got to go do our job too.
And Monday, of course, we'll talk with Bill Belichick, as always, and Boomer Esiason all about it. The Celtics, they play tonight, taking on the Heat for the second of a back-to-back with Miami at home. Tip at 7:30. Jimmy Butler is expected to play. He took to Instagram to say this.
Boston, I'm on the way. Can't wait. I've been out for too long. I'm getting thirsty. We're on the way. Go Heat.
So there you have it.
All right.
He's thirsty.
Okay.
Quick plug, reminder, Team USA and the Netherlands face off tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the round of 16 of the World Cup. Christian Pulisic hopes to play. We can get to his sound a little bit later on in the show. And contractors, Wilmington Builders Supply has everything you need to make your next project a success with a full line of building materials, including Matthews Brothers Windows. Wilmington Builders Supply has what you need. Get your new window project started with Matthews Brothers Windows today. WILMBuild.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Well, I would put on whatever the hell Belichick was wearing last night. It's freezing outside. 25 degrees is what it feels like. An afternoon high in the 40s.
How can you not mention the temperature tomorrow, though, Curtis?
Oh, well, it's going to be warm tomorrow, but we're going to be deluged with rain.
But it's going to get to 60 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Who the hell cares if it's warm, if it's raining?
I'll tell you who cares. Kate and William. I mean, it's not normally 60 of this time of year around here.
Good
so,
point.
I mean, the climate is in crisis and nobody's mentioning it.
You want to know who else cares? My heating bill.
There you go.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back with the leads next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's the ratio this morning on rejoins? Have you figured that out, Chime?
I was going to do all Christmas rejoins again today, and then we'll start mixing it up back and forth over there until Christmas time.
Jesus
okay.
Christ.
I'm okay with that. Although yesterday we got distracted. I never got to the audio eulogy for Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac fame.
When are we doing Belichick's?
Curtis, I think it's a touch too soon for the audio eulogy for Bill Belichick, but maybe not. Okay. Maybe end of season. If you wanted, you could offer some words of memoriam for this season. I believe, unfortunately, we saw the end of the New England Patriots season last night.
There's still a little bit of hope.
I know. Do you keep riding Mac if there's a little bit of hope?
I think, yeah. I mean, Foyer was probably spot on way back when that you're probably not going to see Zappi anymore. There's a little bit of hope in the sense that can 9 games get you in, right? That's the minimum. Can that get you in?
I don't see how you get in. You're at the bottom of the freaking division.
Right, but you're only what?
You're going to lose to the Bills again. You're most likely going to lose to Miami again.
Mm. Right. Okay, so they have 5 games left. Can they win 3 games out of those 5 that they have left? So they
Arizona.
Have Arizona, the Raiders,
Cincinnati.
And Cincinnati, Buffalo, and then Miami. Can they win 3 to get them to 9? Because if you think 9's the minimum to get you in, if you think it's 10, now you got to get to 4. You got to win 4 wins. I guess it just depends on what you think.
This team isn't good, Wiggy. Whether they do that somehow, the storyline is not if they can make the playoffs. The storyline is how did we get to this point? And do you believe in Bill to really get it back to where they're truly contending in their own division?
Okay, if that's the storyline, then you know whether they make the playoffs or not is irrelevant.
Do you think they're going to win a playoff game if somehow they win 3 games in the next 5?
No, I don't think so.
So, I mean, last year they ended the season in Buffalo in the playoffs getting obliterated.
Mm-hmm.
Last night at Gillette Stadium, nothing changed. I mean, the score was a little closer, but it didn't feel in any way a close game from the second that game, you know, really kicked off. After the touchdown, the Patriots defense, once again, they have that electric play. They go, Marcus Jones is a phenomenal run for a touchdown, 7-3 Patriots. Then they have like a 17-play drive, the Bills do, and they just completely gut punch. Like, that's been this team. The defense can't play well when the offense actually steps up, and the offense can't play well enough to come back and make up for the defense's mistakes when they make them.
And then the cherry on the sundae is your quarterback F-bombing your play caller or pseudo-offensive coordinator or whatever he is.
I was told that was a media creation.
And that's why I'm so shocked that we can all just say we're not going to see Zappi the rest of the season. Wasn't that the issue with Kendrick Bourne the whole time, that he wasn't buying into the offense and he was causing disruptions when it comes to the coaches?
Well, I mean, they did throw him in the third quarter last night. That was nice. Whenever we first saw Kendrick Bourne last night.
Yeah.
I think yesterday that audio from Tim Hasselbeck during They Said It was spot on.
Good point.
I feel like there's not a rosy feeling amongst some or maybe all on that offensive side of the ball when it comes to Matt Patricia.
Yeah. I mean, my thing, Greg, is that here's how Mac Jones is feeling. I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but you have a very good rookie season. We all agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get to the playoffs. You actually, Mac Jones in Buffalo, were one of the few Patriots that could stand up after the game and say you weren't awful.
Mm-hmm.
You're accountable. You show up this offseason, and Bill Belichick says that you have made dramatic progress in the offseason. and then you proceed to have to work with two idiots. You give them the information on how to coach an offense. You're working your ass off to get them ready for the season instead of the other way around, where coaches get you ready. And then at the first sign of an injury, they pull you out and embarrass you when you come back early on national TV. You're not saying that that wouldn't bother you?
100% it would. And I don't really blame him for having that eruption on the sidelines. I get it. You know, emotions run high, especially in a setting like that. But definitely during a week when there's still talk of you not buying in and there's this click of all of you that are against kind of the play calling, to have that when you know all cameras are on you at all times, every single thing that you do during that game and on that field is going to be used and going to be construed in whatever way the media wants it to.
Well, listen, I told you I'm not going to be a Mac apologist all morning, but doesn't it tell you something when he's sitting there basically saying, you know, minus the F-bombs, if the run game isn't working, let me throw the football. He wants to be throwing the football. They're not designing those plays, Shime, or they don't have the confidence that he can throw the
football.
Well, they
threw it 36 times yesterday.
So what in your mind, what is he yelling about?
It looked like he was saying, and I don't know, you know, obviously throw the effing football.
Yes,
your run
yes.
game stinks.
Yes.
But they were, I mean, if you throw it 36 times, that means you're throwing the football. I don't know, throw it long, I think. But they have plays designed to go downfield.
Yeah, but the issue is they call some of those plays, but they don't work in that game. They worked against Minnesota because Minnesota was horrendously bad at pass defending. But then you get a team like Buffalo who is competent and knows what they're doing and is coached well, and you can't attack down the field. So he's aggravated that you have to check down and go with the quick game. But at the same time, you need to do that in order to drive down the field. You have no other option. You don't have a Stephon Diggs, and you're not Josh Allen.
Is he checking down because he's choosing to check down? Like I told you the one play that
What's the other option? It's a gunpoint?
No. It's he doesn't have the confidence to push the ball downfield.
I think it's not the latter. I think it's the former. Is that how you say it? It's,
yes.
They're not open deep. They're not.
So then he should be yelling at the receivers to get open, right?
I don't care who's yelling at who. This organization told us for 20 years there was a Patriot way. That is BS. There is no Patriot way. It's dysfunction. It's just as dysfunctional now as it was towards the end in Cleveland with Belichick. This is who he is. I was wrong. I thought he was different. Where they are now, deep into the third season, after choosing to leave, to walk away from the best player of all time, is in total and complete chaos. The quarterback hates the offensive coordinator. The offensive coordinator is a defensive coach. The roster isn't very good. There are holes all over the place. I mean, this situation they find themselves in is so bad that I don't know what, if you wanted to get rid of Bill, who would want to come coach here right now?
Could we push the leads to 6:45 because there are many who are gruntled this morning who want to talk about it?
It's your show. We can
Is
do
that all right?
Want.
All right. I'm going to executive order. We'll do the leads in 10 minutes, 15 minutes. This is Art from Walpole. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Art?
I am done with this football team, guys. That's it for me. I'm really nauseated watching this group. Curtis, you're right. This defense is totally overrated. They haven't beaten a good football team, offensive football team yet. They're totally overrated. McCourty looks 150 years old out there. The whole group just, I think that there's not nearly as much going on the defensive side as they've been given credit for. And it's really, I mean, Mac Jones is who he is. He doesn't have a big arm. He can't move quick enough to get out of people's way. I mean, it's another probably bad Belichick draft pick, and he's not going to walk away from him immediately. Zappy isn't the answer. You're right, Greg. This team is in shambles right now. I don't know what the answer is, but this team is absolutely, obviously, guys, not going anywhere this year. It's too bad because we're all very, very disappointed on this end.
Yep.
I mean, going back to that Bears game, just because I think it led to the events on the sideline last night, in a way, what in God's name would Bill tell Robert Kraft about pulling this guy who is the future or was the future after the lowest point of his career on national television only to tell everybody, well, we were going to bring the quarterbacks back in and out, and then in the second half never brings Mac back into the game? I mean, that whole situation followed by 2 weeks of not telling us or anybody that Mac was the quarterback, creating a controversy.
Yeah.
No, he did him. Bill did him dirty. And I don't, whatever, it doesn't matter what his ceiling is or what he would have been or what he could have been. We can debate that later.
Right.
But Bill is responsible for Mac Jones not knowing what, like, is he, you know, he went weeks without knowing whether he was going to get his job back or whether he was the starter or not.
Right. And Bill's number one mistake was, and, you know, Curtis has been pounding this drum, is your play caller. Right? So that's, all right, that starts with a big regression.
Right, and then throw the offensive line in there.
Yeah, and then you throw, then however you want to throw in after that, whether it's O-line, the skill players, you know, Mac Jones, skill set, it first starts with the play caller that you could tell it is really a work in progress, and he's struggling this year.
And I always hear from people when we talk about the fact that Bill would not confirm or deny if Mac Jones was the starter of this football team on our show or in front of any type of press for that time being. And they were saying, yeah, but I'm sure Mac behind the scenes knew, and there was conversations behind the scenes. Who cares what was said behind the scenes? A quarterback wants his head coach to, in front of the public, put his confidence behind him. And Bill couldn't do that. You see other coaches across the league dealing with much greater stakes, throwing their confidence behind quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson, a predator out there. it's crazy to me. It literally is crazy to me.
And you know what's crazy, Courtney, is that if you're a season ticket holder for the Patriots or you just invest a lot of time listening to our show and watching the team play, Bill Belichick prioritized his relationship with Nick Saban over the growth of his star quarterback. That's really where that's why we are where we are. According to all reports, Bill O'Brien wants to return to the NFL, would have done so last offseason. But Bill Belichick, not wanting to piss off his old assistant coach and golf buddy, decided to say, no, I'm not even going to call him. I'm going to allow our starting quarterback to deal with these two instead of having him grow, because I prioritize my personal relationship over the future of this team.
But I just need a second to, because the more I think about it, the crazier it is. Like, Stefanski had a quarterback in Jacoby Brissett that, you know, he's not Tom Brady, but he did really well for the Browns. And he's a guy that works his ass off, and so many people root for. I loved him when he was here. Mm-hmm. And the fact that now Deshaun's ready to come back, we haven't seen him play in almost 2 years. We have no idea what he can do in an actual game right now. Yeah. And Stefanski's like, we're putting our blinders on. We don't care. Deshaun, there might be some rust, but we are riding him. And Bill couldn't do that for Mac Jones. Set.
Bill doesn't think that. Listen, Bill can come in on here and say all the things that he wants. He doesn't. He thinks Mac has a specific ceiling, and that's it. And that's why he's not backing him. Deshaun Watson has a ceiling that's ridiculous, so you back him. His skill set is this, and you know, the sooner he realizes that, and the sooner he goes, because it's going to come down to a question: is it Matt Patricia and the play calling, or is it, we can only go so far with the guy who's behind center?
But skill set, if you're talking about skill set, who has a better skill set, Mac Jones or Bailey Zappe in your head?
I think they're the same.
It's negligible, don't you think? I mean, honestly, it's mm-hmm. negligible. I get it. There was Zappe fever, and people were excited about it. The two of them they're mix and match. You could throw
But I have Zappe fever. I'm saying that if you're Bill Belichick, you support your starting quarterback that you named at the beginning of the season who's out with injury. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he should have said, no, Bailey's our guy.
But the reason he didn't support him is even worse than what you might imagine. It's because he was questioning the two guys that Bill brought in because they're his buddies. It was personal again for a guy that told us for 20 years, it's not business, it's personal. I do what's best for the team. Yeah, he has stopped doing that.
Listen, and it's clearly personal between Mac and Matt Patricia. You saw that last night with the F-bomb.
Yep.
Yeah, and Bill continues.
And Mac Jones has zero respect for him and for the play calling.
Zero. And that's a bad.
You're sitting there on the bench and you're like, you know, throw the effing ball. The run game isn't working. Like clearly that you have zero respect for the play caller.
That's showing him up on national TV, like on the side. Like the one thing that you know, Bill and our coaches always preach is, you know, yeah, emotions might get caught up in this thing, but let's do our best to not try to show each other up.
This is Steven from Acton. Hello, Steven.
I'm out with this team, and I'll tell you why. The first series, they're third down and a foot from a first down.
Yeah.
And instead of going a quarterback sneak, they hand the ball off, fumble it, lose 3 yards. When that happened, I'm done.
Yeah.
What is the problem? Matt Patricia should have been walked out of that stadium last night. Should have been walked out of it.
The issue is, though, is Belichick has no other option at this point. He put himself in a corner because he refuses to take anybody away from any other team that isn't from the Belichick tree. So he has to hire from within or somebody that's been in this system before, which leaves him with limited options. Right. He won't betray Nick Saban and go to Alabama to get Bill O'Brien. And so he's stuck with these two boobs running the offense. He has put himself in a corner, and it all lays at his feet. Like, this is the biggest negligence I have ever seen as a head coach in this city. Like, it is absurd what he has done with this team.
The thing that he won't do, and Charlie Weiss told us, Charlie Weiss said on this radio show, and he kind of peeled the curtain back a little bit, and he said, Bill wants to develop and hire from within. Mm-hmm. So forget about going and get Billy O'Brien. Like, even if it's, you know, let's just say there's some young Mike McDaniel out
there. There's a million of them.
Coaching for whatever team. He won't even go get those guys. And that becomes the issue, because so now he wants it to develop from within, and then you got to earn your way up. So take a guy like Nick Caley, who's on the staff, who's been doing the offense thing for 7, 8, 9 years. Why not elevate him?
Right.
Maybe Bill doesn't think he's ready.
Yeah.
So he goes and gets Matt Patricia.
All right. 617 text on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I will read this, even though I think it's bullying. Text simply says, when the highlight of the Patriots game is seeing Greg's chins on the open, you know you have a bad football team.
Oh, I thought you looked great.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Courtney.
I thought it was, and also, how cool, truly. Oh. I know that sometimes for you, 32 years in this business, uh-huh. you probably get very immune to things like this. Mm-hmm. But every single person that tuned into that game saw your mug up there and heard your voice. Mm. That's
cool.
You should
have seen, there was a lot of DM sliding going on after that.
Man, I can only imagine.
The glasses got him.
Even a sports guy.
We're talking about interstate DM sliding from random smokes. They said, was that you I saw on the broadcast last night? Nice to meet you.
Are you saying it was Abe or Louie?
All right. We will finally get to today's leads next. Well, it's that joyous time of year, Shine, unless you're a Patriots fan. Christmas is in the air. It's in the air in this studio and on this show. Mm-hmm. 12 days of Twitchmas underway, and I will give you a present at 8:45 this morning. You can watch on Twitch, or you can listen at 8:45 and be the right caller, and we'll see what you get this morning. And we have some really, really good, really unique stuff that is a part of the 12 days of Twitchmas. And good morning, and thank you to everybody who is watching this show on Twitch. Before that, though, before the 12 days of Twitchmas at 8:45, we will get to They Said It coming up at 7:20. Interesting what Aaron Rodgers said yesterday. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will be available come next season for the New England Patriots.
He's a fraud.
I think he's quiet quitting.
You think, is that what it is? It's quiet quitting? All right. Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers and other things coming up at 7:20 during They Said It, but let's do this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Give me shine.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Brenda Lee, I believe, right?
Nailed it, Greg.
Brenda Lee. Let that breathe a little bit.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Christmas banger right there.
Who sings this?
Brenda Lee.
Let's keep it that way.
All right. Leeds this morning brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win. So if you've been injured, get a free evaluation when you call 508-321-7000 or when you visit ketcheslaw.com. Shime, good morning.
Can we send Jackson caroling to Belichick's house?
Maybe, but we got to roll through these leads here. Shime, okay. So, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to rip through this real quick. The Patriots' defense was a mirage. All that you saw at the beginning of the season doesn't exist because there's a thing the Patriots can't do, and it's called defend actual number one receivers. Justin Jefferson ate your lunch. Stephon Diggs could have done whatever he wanted in that game, but they didn't need him to. He still had 7 catches for 92 yards on 9 targets, one of which he just outright dropped, by the way. Oh, and now you draw DeAndre Hopkins, Davante Adams, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Stephon Diggs again. Good luck. You're toast.
Ow.
Well done, Sean.
That was concise. Yes. That was nice.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Very quick. I was going to use an audio cut, but we're up against
it. No, you can use it.
No. I'm not mad at all. I'm just telling you.
I want you to.
Believe me, it was self-serving. It was just going to be me telling Bill, asking Bill, and having him stammer and make up a punt. So he's having a rough enough morning. I'll leave it alone. I just have a simple message to Tom Curran and others in the media that were defending the Patricia and Judge fiasco. We all remember after the Browns game where Tom Curran asked Matt Patricia if he felt, quote, vindicated. What a horrible idea. Maybe the worst decision since closure by committee in 2003 by any local team, the decision to have those two people coach your offense. Those two people's organizations have grown immeasurably since their departures from the Lions and the Giants. They are two idiots, and that will be in the first paragraph of Belichick's obit as a head coach of the New England Patriots. Thank you.
Well said.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what? I was somebody who believed that Bill would be able to do it. That Bill, if anybody could take a couple guys with virtually no experience on that side of the football and get the job done, I was somebody who thought he could do it.
Can't do it when you got average skill set. It's just too hard.
In your quarterback.
Everywhere. Like, so, you know, how they always say, is it the Jimmys and the Joes, or is it the coaching, or if you have elite talent, can you kind of get away with the coaching? So if you have elite talent, if you have an Aaron Rodgers,
you can
get away with bad play calling.
Was there any point in that game last night, I was back and forth watching, any point where Trent Brown was standing upright? Was there any point at all, Shime? I didn't see that at all.
I don't recall one, actually.
All right. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. The Ime Udoka scandal continues to follow the Celtics, even though they're having an unbelievable season, and it seems like Joe Mazzulla has it all figured out with them. A new interview has dropped from the Hollywood Reporter. Ooh. They sat down and spoke with Nia Long.
Ooh.
And let me just read what she had to say when it comes to the Celtics. I think the most heartbreaking thing about all of this was seeing my son's face when the Boston Celtics organization decided to make a very private situation public. Mm. She said she took her son out of school when the news broke. It was devastating, and it still is. He still has moments where it's not easy for him. If you're in the business of protecting women, I'm sorry. No one from the Celtics organization has even called to see if I'm okay, to see if my children are okay. It's very disappointing. Now, I have two takes on this. The first, if you're married to Ime Udoka and he's the head coach of the Celtics, they have no other choice than to let everybody know why he's being suspended.
Yeah.
Because all season long, we would all be wondering. It would be the biggest headache of all time.
Yeah.
The other part of this is tough break for the Celtics. Even if it's not, in my opinion, I think it should be Wick that reaches out to her and her child.
Why?
I think she's saying, though.
You know what she's saying, right?
What? That she knew that Ime was cheating and it was a private situation?
You drag my family, but yet you won't put the name of the person who cheated on her husband and slept with my fiance out there? That's what she's saying?
No, I think she's saying that she knew that there was maybe some infidelity here. That was a private situation. It actually, this plays into Ime's side a lot.
Well, she says...
Because she's basically saying this isn't something that should have been made public. So,
right, but she said, and then she goes, you elect him if it's about protecting women, but yet you ain't reached out to me. It's you only made public one side of the story because a lot of people have been, you know, a lot of people said, well, if you're going to drag Ime, the woman She cheated on her husband, so she should be out there just so people look
the
and
Celtics,
go.
I'm sorry.
I'm
the
just
Celtics
telling you what Neil Long saying.
They don't owe her
anything.
Oh,
I think if you are the head coach's wife, when they're selling Ime on this job and they're going through the interview process and they're like,
girlfriend.
Nia, you are, oh, sorry, fiance, actually.
All right.
Nia, you are a part of this family. We are going to take care of you. You and your son are going to be in such good hands on. And you do that for an entire season.
Right.
And then it's ghost. And when something like this breaks, somebody should have reached out to her and just said, hey, I just want to check in and make sure. Cover your bases.
When they were doing that, I don't think they knew the guy was going to be dipping his pen in company ink at free random.
Of course they didn't. But once he did, time to reach out to the woman that you said was a part of the organization. We're going to take good care of you.
Her fiance is the one who was...
Yeah, it's not her fault.
Sticking his dinky where he shouldn't be sticking
his dinky. It's not her fault, but everybody's talking about her and her son posting photos of them everywhere.
And Courtney, the other thing is, to why she wants both people outed if you're going to drag her. The other thing is because the alleged rumors are the person that was helping her move around and do all this stuff and that she felt like she was close to with all this stuff that was going on was the alleged woman.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, my kid has to deal with this, but yet you say, because she said you protect women, and that's more along the lines of the reason why we won't say who it is because we're trying to protect them.
Right. She's saying, if you're going to protect that woman,
right,
why aren't you protecting me
and
my son?
Right, and keep
who now
this
knows
thing quiet.
What his dad did.
Bingo.
Right.
I just think it doesn't hurt the Celtics for somebody to reach out. I don't think they did it in malice. I think Wick is the best owner we've got. Yeah. But I think somebody, it's no, what do they say, hair off Wick's back to have somebody call Nia just to check in.
Okay. We got to take another break. Quick break. Then we will get to the lead of Dwayne Wiggins and yours truly. That is coming up next on a Patriots Friday. Not a good Patriots Friday. On a season maybe over Patriots Friday here at WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.